why are you calling, you know, well, you're the only one that'll actually talk to us. Okay. So, and I, you know, I explained this, that's really not part of my, I go, but let's see what we can find out. So we just need to make sure that we're still taking care of the citizen, because they're not going to, especially animal to animal, they're going to, in their mind, animal control means animal control, mm-hmm. Regardless of what the statutes say. So we just probably need to make sure that that handoff is good. Do you want to facilitate a meeting? Do you have a relationship with conservation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything that Jimmy needs to be, or the sheriff needs to be involved with or discussed with as far as the animal bites, dog bites?
Did they call your office? I know Summit called your office.
They'll normally call us and we'll call them.
And how's that
this
working?
It's a vicious dog. You go out, don't you? I mean, no?
We haven't yet.
Yeah.
So, Sheriff, you also make referrals to conservation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I... Has everything been discussed and decided that needs to be decided and discussed?
I believe so.
Okay. Like I said, I'm not trying to say this one seemed too easy. So
I think we have a little bit of homework. So.
In the past, we followed certain protocols, and I want to make sure that during since this transition that we're continuing in the process that the county is in agreement to.
Well, you know, like I said, with the transition from health department to county with animal control, this has been one of the easier discussions. That's why I was trying to make sure we were... So jurisdictions handle all their own?
Yes.
They still work with you?
Yeah, we still.
The unincorporated areas is going to be under you, mm-hmm. and then under the control officers, still communicating with health department.
Yes.
Wildlife, we're going to talk with conservation and make sure we start pushing, not pushing, but directing where those need to go and how they need to be handled.
And when you call the conservation department, and they send an agent right out, I'm assuming?
We'll normally just call the agent.
I say, who else here now? You got Quentin and...
Quentin and I think the other guys.
Where'd Bucky go? He's not here anymore, is he?
Who?
Bucky?
No, he's at Smithfield.
Okay. There was a...
Quentin's always real good to come out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
And we're not talking about thousands. We're talking about 20.
Okay.
I will get you the accurate, exact numbers of bite reports, bite investigations we did in 2000.
I think you gave those at us one time.
Mm-hmm. Was it broke down into...
Yeah, between the county and the...
What about wildlife versus domesticated?
I don't know that it was broke down that detailed, but we can look at that.
I'd be curious as to... It's typically, said, I'm assuming snake bite.
Snake bites are not... It's just mammal bites. Yeah. We talked to rabies. Snake bites and stuff like that, they'd be reported when they go to get treatment at the hospital. They would go up to a different reporting.
Okay.
We would not have to investigate those.
So the main concern with mammals is going to be the rabies?
Yes.
There's really no other, with a snake bite, those reptiles don't have rabies?
No.
They don't.
Previously, we had to handle those animals. We had a diamondback rattlesnake that someone had as a pet, and we had to remove that animal and take it to another facility where they could house it.
They had it as a pet?
They had it as a pet in their apartment.
There again, you need to contact conservation because unless they got permits,
I'm saying it's probably not in a.
It's illegal.
I'm assuming they caught it and put it in a cage or in an aquarium or whatever.
We transported it up to Dickerson Park Zoo. Yes.
This is not part of it. I'm just curious. Can you defang a rattlesnake so that it can't make venom and you can? Oh, well, I know how to do it. But I was thinking somebody to have it as a pet.
There's only one snake.
Like a skunk, you can take the scent glands and stuff. But.
Yeah, there is a surgical procedure that can be done to devenomize a snake. I don't know the details in that, but if you're in a zoological situation where you have animals like that for the public to view, they have to have them devenomized. So that they are not a danger to the public.
Even in a zoo setting, in the aquarium? Mm-hmm. Really?
But you know, it's just a matter of time, I think, that a rattlesnake or whatever, that you couldn't have it as a loving pet, that you would...
Really?
It's just going to be a matter of time to forget and bite you.
I'm going to tell my kids quit playing with them copperheads, I guess. That's...
Yeah, you need to train him not to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming over.
Thanks.
Jimmy, thank you for coming over. Until 1:30.
Yeah, we're recessed till 1:30. We've got executive session. Scheduled at 1:30. Personnel. Well, we'll reach.